I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Apostrophe Podcast Network.
One, two, three. They all come from unknown north. Talent, drive, and a pride worth paying for. But just because they're above the 49th parallel, it doesn't mean we shouldn't celebrate them just as well. So give it up for these Canucks, because our self-promotion sucks. And if they all went away, we sure would miss them.
Do not go.
The Canadian star system.
Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome back to this bonus episode of the Canadian Star System. This is the podcast where we usually talk to famous Canadians who then shine the spotlight on other Canadians that they think should be famous, but they aren't yet because this is Canada, and currently it's tough to find a place to perform or meet in person with other people, let alone be famous. Anyway, today we're doing something a little different. We gear up for our second season, which we will be launching very soon. Please be patient with us. It takes a while to convince famous Canadians that they are actually famous. And then once they become actually famous, it takes an even longer while to convince them to talk to us. Anyway, we thought we'd look back at some of our favorite moments from when we asked our guests to fill in the blank in the sentence, "The Canadian Star System is." We had some fun answers, and we want to share them with you today. Joining me, as always, is my producer, co-host, and recently recovered from the vid, Diana Francis. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Steve. I feel invincible.
Yeah.
I am invincible.
We don't have any quote-unquote celebrity Canadian guests with us today, but we do have a guest that's very special to us because he's not a guest. He is our technical director and editor, Donovan Deschner, who I like to call Notorious B.I.G., C.A.T. because he's like a notorious rapper, but he's also like a kitty cat. Hi, Donovan.
Hello, Steve. Hi, Diana.
Hello.
Buddy, it's so nice to hear your lovely dulcet tones on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to have my camera on for this one. Normally, I'm just lurking in the background. It is going to be harder to go to the bathroom halfway through, though. You might see a virtual background.
But I'm sure you'll still do it if you have to. Diana, did you want to say anything directly to Donovan? I don't have to be the intermediary between you two.
No, I'm fine. Donovan and I chat all the time when you're not around.
We have a
whole
that.
Other life without you, Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
Although it involves mostly talking about you, Steve.
Talking about you and making sure that you have the link to click on
right. And
that you understand the assignment of what we're doing today.
Yeah, which is, we wish this was a joke, but literally, right? Just minutes before this, I'm like, what are we doing? And is that today? And what time is that at? And I wonder why my two-year-old has some sort of attention deficit. By the way, quick callback, in the memory of the Darcy Jane Stanton episode, and we talked about ADHD kind of at length. And shortly after that, Darcy sent me a link and he's like, I'm pretty sure you have it. Go through this. Have Nancy go through it. Still haven't gotten to the link. Still haven't read it.
Oh, I got really excited.
There's a flaw in this plan. You have to have the focus to click a link.
Yeah.
to figure out if you don't have the focus to click a link.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your jobs, ADHD people, but you're going to have to come to my house and tell me what's wrong with me while I'm sleeping. Okay, that's enough about us. Let's talk about some of the fantastic guests we've had in season one who gave insightful yet matter-of-fact answers to the question, the Canadian star system is. We had a lot of great answers, some happy, some a little bit less optimistic. Diana, let's start with you. Who would you say your favorite is?
I think the most memorable was probably in the episode with Bruce McCullough, who was shining a spotlight on Folklords, the incredible sketch comedy duo from Alberta. He had a great analogy for what the Canadian star system is. Donovan, can you play that clip?
Complete this sentence. The Canadian star system is.
I wanted to say broken, but is viewed through a cloudy sky.
What?
Ooh.
There is a ladder for Canadian entertainers, but it's horizontal. It's on the ground.
it's an agility ladder. I love it. You're in, you're out.
It's more like a football thing.
It's part of the participaction routine.
That's right. Yeah, it's a flexed arm hang. I love it.
So I love that because it started very poetic with, you know, it's viewed through a cloudy sky, but then it was like, no, it's just a ladder on the ground.
I think also he was the first person we actually asked that question of, and I can't believe he came to that so quickly. Like, I guess that's that improv chop.
Very quick. Well, but I do love that analogy. I go to that a lot. It's my go-to visual for what we're all going through right now, especially with right now, when there's even less opportunities than usual for Canadian performers. We are sort of, what is the next rung on the ladder? What are we trying to get to? It really is like a constant measure of agility exercise, but why are we doing it?
You know, you just got to keep those flex arm hang muscles activated. That's all you got to do.
I love that you Canadianized it like that. Anyone who doesn't know what the Canada Fitness Test is, look it up. They used to make Canadian children hang from a bar for as long as they could and really make the weak armed kids feel terrible. And the top level I think you could get was red. It was bronze, silver, gold, and red.
I started trying to find and collect those old participation badges, the bronze badge and the silver, because I never actually got anything beyond the participation ribbon. So I was quite happy to find those in vintage shops.
Excellent analogy. Thank you, Bruce McCullough, one of our favorites. And who knows, maybe we'll have another kid from the hall or two in season two.
And if you are a fan of Kids in the Hall, Amazon Canada is doing a reboot of it, and it should be out soon.
Yes.
So, Donovan, what about you? Which guest do you remember having a memorable answer?
I liked a lot of them. I heard them probably more than anybody else, too, during the editing process.
Of course.
My favorite, though, just because it like sparked so many other things, was not during the regular season. It was the bonus episode we did just before Christmas with Terry O'Reilly. I'm going to play it, and then I'll tell you what it kind of reminded me of.
In need of bold executives.
Oh, that is a good point.
Not surprising.
Because I know the talent is here. We all know that. Mm. It's just that getting people at that level to give the green light.
That is it. I hear you. I will apply to start my own network.
So I thought that one was a great response, and I think it's very true. But it also reminded me of something that Jan Arden said in her interview about how she was pitching to like the same people week after week. Like she was in pitching to somebody that had just said no the week before. And I think another thing that Canada really needs is, yes, bold executives, but I think we need them to change more often. Because they're kind of like lifelong appointments. So it's like getting a Senate seat when you're a gatekeeper in Canada. Like the only way out is dying. And I think that it really does start to make the system more predictable. Like the same people get the same opportunities. And there's so few gatekeepers that can actually say yes or no. If you piss off one, or if somebody's, you know, not your cup of tea, that can do like a lot of damage to your career. So I'd love to see like we bring in a new programmer every year to festivals. Just to change it up and get that more variety in.
Buddy, that's so wise. We should, and you sound so nice. We should have you on more often.
It is a really good point, Donovan, though, because you're right that the gatekeepers tend to stay at the gate for a really long time. There was a big change in the last year, 2 years, where a lot of those gatekeepers were asked to move on to other gates. And there was some new blood that's come in. So it'll be really interesting to see what the fallout from that is. And there are, you know, there's a lot of new comedy shows coming out right now in Canada that, you know, that people are excited about. So fingers crossed.
Yep.
There is reason for hope, I think. And there is something to be said for getting some more creative people in the executive posts. People that have been through the creative process, have been through the pitches from the other side, making pitches to understand a little bit more about what is involved in the process. Because without naming names, you know, I've pitched to executive people who are literally lawyers at the time. And not that lawyers can't be creative. I've got some friends that are lawyers that listen to this, and they're pretty creative fellas, but it is a whole industry unto itself. And, you know, all I ask is if you're just going to keep putting lawyers in the post of creative positions, let a couple of us have a couple cracks at law for a couple of days. Give me a day in the courtroom without any preparation, and I'll give it a shot and let's see how it goes.
How is your, you know, it's going back to the clip with Terry there. How's it going setting up your network, Steve?
I just meant a strong Wi-Fi connection. And I'm still having trouble with that. Look, I think we're doing our little effort with this show. You know what I mean? I enjoy introducing people. I think the people that we have on that are most, for the most part, known by lots and lots of people are having a good time introducing their favorite people on this format. So I think we're doing what we can. We're getting some great stories out about Canada and the you know, Andrew Fung, who's got a show on now, Run the Burbs, you know, he sent out a tweet just before his show was coming out. He sent congratulations to everyone that has a show coming out, because there are a few now. It wasn't just CBC. There was Kurt Smeaton's show that's on, I think it's Children Ruin Everything or Kids Ruin Everything on Crave CTV. So we all do have to stick in this together. And I think the fact that, as someone that's worked for one of the networks for a long time and not worked for them, but had a show on there, you do tend to get pigeonholed in one or the other. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, you see American actors show up on every different format all the time. And it seems like Canadians sort of have to cling to the one that might have done something for them one time. And I don't think it should be that way. And I can tell you that being with CBC, I've had, you know, people at CBC say, why were you doing that morning show on Global? I'm like, well, what's wrong with you? It's promoting it's promoting the show on your network. And I have gone through several, I think there's been three network presidents and a whole handful of producers at CBC while I've been there. So I don't know what point I'm making there. Maybe the fact that we should all be supporting each other regardless of network. And when one rises, celebrate that. And you never know who you're going to have to work with or you know, who you'll get to work with creatively.
Probably a lawyer by the sounds of things.
So, that's a good segue to what is one or three of your favorite answers to that question?
That's a great question, Diana. And I forget which ones I chose. So I'm just going to let Donovan pull them up in alphabetical order, and then I'll tell you why I picked them. Donovan?
I'm going to play this one first. It is alphabetical. Okay. It's the one from Alana Harkin. Mm-hmm. And I was actually just thinking about Alana Harkin when you were talking about pitching and stuff. I loved in her interview part, she talked about how in the States, they at least give you an answer on the no. They don't just ghost you.
Right.
We'll start with Alana Harkin's answer to the Canadian Star System is blank.
Waiting to happen.
Great answer. Great answer. Diana's nod of the head lets me know that that will be on the next show promo.
I was nodding my head to her answer.
Again.
And then you called out the fact that I nodded my head. It's true. I do think it's waiting to happen. You know what's interesting is I actually had somebody reach out to me via the website who said that Canada does have a star system and it's in Quebec.
It's true.
It's one of my goals for the second season is to book a French Canadian celebrity that we do not know in English Canada, because I really want to dive into what they're doing and how come they have a star system that is contained within the province, but that it's not outside of. So I do think it's waiting to happen. I think that's a great way to put it, because I think that there's a ton of potential for the rest of this country.
And Alana's, you know, a veteran now, has a great job in the States writing with Samantha Bee, and is a well-known, you know, face down there. And to have that kind of optimistic answer, because we had a lot of answers, not surprisingly, that were not very optimistic. And it was nice to have someone like Alana say, you know what, there is still a shot at it. Apropos of nothing, the other guest we had on Alana's, if anyone's listening to this and is like, should I listen to that episode? Yes, for the insights that Alana has, but also because her guest that we brought on, Leslie Hampton, an amazing designer who's just doing incredible things at a young age and is going to be just a massive fashion star. And I didn't expect this show to uncover that, but we did. So whoever else is going to discover her somewhere else, suck it, because we had her on this first.
I also like to think that we gave what I'm calling the Patterson push to our first featured guest when our first episode, Rick Mercer and Sophie Buttle. And then as soon as we did that episode with Sophie, she got her green card. She moved down to LA and then she booked James Corden was on the Late Late Show. So I like to think that that's the Patterson push.
That's right.
All right. What do you got next, Donovan?
Next from Steve's three that he sent. Let's see if he remembers picking this one from Griffin Cork, who was introduced to us by then Calgary Mayor Nahed Nenji.
Undervalued.
Well said.
I have a lot of, there's a few friends that I, that are talking oftentimes about some of their favorite Canadian shows, and then I see them undercut it with like, but they're just really Canadian famous. And I always kind of wonder what that means. It's for sure, the film market here isn't as large as something like the States or the UK or Australia, but it's still got quality. It may not have quantity, but it's got quality.
I love what you're saying here. I loved that answer from Griffin, who does a lot of things on his own. And what I was really intrigued about with Griffin, he's from a showbiz family. His mom is another Canadian showbiz star that Mayor Nenshi knew very well and wanted to bring Griffin on and discussed her as well. And he's not afraid to go apply for those grants that few Canadian creatives and creators know about or think to complete. So you can't underestimate the value of, we complain that there are not enough programs out there, not enough funding, not enough support, and there is not. But by golly, go for the stuff that there is out there, because you never know what it can lead to. And especially now, it is so tough to find funding. You've got to know where it is. You've got to do your homework. And if you're going to be in show business, especially in Canada, you got to pay attention to the business side.
Did Steve Patterson just say, you got to pay attention to the business side?
Yeah. Right. That's why I have you.
Yeah, he's going to do that right after he fills out the ADHD quiz.
I should have said you got to partner with someone to do
that. All right, let's get that last clip in there.
The last one is from, you might have heard of this name before and all your life, Fred Penner.
Barely existed.
Yes.
The one short answer is,
No, that's honest. I agree with you. I'm not, there's no right or wrong here. It's just your perspective, you know?
I love that. Barely existent.
I'll tell you why I chose that. And I remember, you know, Fred is literally the most positive human being I've ever met. Everything comes through in his music. He's an amazing entertainer, full stop, but especially as a children's entertainer, it's just a dear, dear household name in Canada and abroad. So for him to say that our star system is barely existent is pretty much like, that's as close as he's going to get to saying, go shove it up your ass. You know, it's he won't say that, but you can tell the frustration coming through even in Fred Penner. And that's a man who, you know, is already a national treasure. And we spoke to him, what have you been doing during all this downtime, Fred, the postponed show? He's like, I learned to play guitar a little better. Like he just constantly is developing himself. He never stops. And that to me is the sign of a not even a true pro, someone that is the best at their craft, always wants to get better. That's why I chose that one, because I just wanted to give more props to Fred, because he's irritating. He's so positive that he pisses me off.
We also had, as you mentioned, I think you started asking that question in the Bruce McCullough interview. So there was a few episodes in the beginning where we didn't get that. So I went back and I asked Colin Mockery, one of our very first guests, to answer the question on his phone. And one of the featured guests that that he brought on that episode was his hilarious and incredibly talented actor, writer, producer, director, wife, Deb McGrath. We have their answers. This is very exclusive because it was not part of the regular episodes, but we've got these answers.
This is not just a clip show. This is fresh content coming at you.
All right.
Right now. First up, Colin Mockery.
The Canadian Star System is a podcast that showcases the amazing, diverse talent we have in this country. The actual Canadian Star System is great if you're a hockey player.
Oh, I love that so much.
I can't argue with that. You know, somehow hockey's been deemed an essential service through all this.
I like how he started that. The tone of which when he started speaking sounded like the Canadian Star System is brought to you by. Like it sounded like it was going to be a commercial.
I love Colin. You know, he's a guy that's made it everywhere, and he's so pro Canadian. As you know, Diana, we don't want to necessarily broadcast this, but you ask Colin to do something, and by golly, he'll do it. Right? He's been on every podcast, every project that someone's asked him to be a part of. He'll be there for you.
And I think it is a tribute to not only his talent, but who he is as a human, that his brand never gets watered down. Like everything that he's on is fantastic. And he always elevates any project that he's on.
And then he brought on his wife and his daughter. So I get it. Why don't you and Fred Penner have a positivity off?
Speaking of Deb McGrath, let's listen to hers. What did she say?
Oh, yeah.
I always appreciate anyone who makes efforts toward building a star system in this country. It does work in fits and starts, but it is helped a lot by social media. So maybe someday they'll know who we all are.
That's a really good point, actually. The fact that social media really does help, you know, elevate and bring attention to people, mostly in a good way.
I love Deb. She frankly stole that interview. Her stories are so amazing. They all have truly happened too. I mean, she had a great story about meeting Justin Trudeau and making him cry within minutes with the story. And you know, they create together and obviously doing so much work for positivity in all the different communities.
So to wrap this up.
Holy cow, are we done already?
We're almost done, yeah. This
I'm
bonus
just getting
episode.
Rolling. The 3 o'clock GO train hasn't even gone by my window yet.
So, Steve, if I was to ask you the question to fill in the blank, the Canadian Star System is, how would you answer it?
Oh, this is great. I should have prepared for this, but it's better that I didn't, right? Because now I'm really thinking about it on the spot. I mean, and I think the Canadian Star System is a joke, but has the possibility of becoming a real thing.
Okay, good. I like that. Donovan, how would you answer that question?
I've been thinking about this a lot, so hopefully this answer actually shows that. I think the Canadian Star System is up to us.
Wow.
And
wow.
I say that because like a lot of the answers were very like down and negative, and I know somebody recently said it's a joke. I don't know who that was.
That was
remember.
Just 2 seconds ago with me, Doc.
Oh, was that you? Oh, interesting. It all blends together. But I think that I look at it as an opportunity. It is so much easier to build something from the ground up than to tear something down and rebuild or change something from the inside. So I think not having one might be a weird advantage that lets us design it and build it as we want as the creative folks.
Very nice.
Buddy, that's very, very wise. Again, we got to have you on more often. Diana, what do you think the Canadian Star System is?
Thank you for asking, Steve. I would say the Canadian Star System is not going to be the same as the American one, so stop comparing ourselves to it.
I like that as well.
Kind of jumping on what Donovan is saying is we are so used to, in our entertainment industry here, being compared to America when we need to just focus on being ourselves.
I agree with that. And again, we're trying to do our 2 cents with this podcast. By the way, to all our listeners, if you have someone that you'd like us to get on our radar and try to get on the show, let us know. I don't know how you let us know. Do you guys want to tell them how to get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to find us online on the socials, Donovan, we are...
It's at Canadian Star Pod.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that that you knew what that was as well, because I definitely do. At Canadian Star Pod on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
And Facebook. Do all three.
I'll do all three.
Yeah. And if you want to get us on MySpace, can we set that up? That's still a thing?
Yeah, that's the reputation that Canadian Star System needs, is being on MySpace. They're modern, they're hip, so they're trying to build something new and fresh on
send
MySpace.
Send us a fax at 1-800-O-CANADA.
Well, it was a pleasure seeing you both today, and I can't wait until we are launching our second season. Yes,
likewise, you, guys, let's keep up the good fight for Canada, shall we?
Let's do it. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you like the show, please subscribe or follow us for free wherever you get your podcasts. The Canadian Star System is produced by Diana Francis and Steve Patterson in association with the Apostrophe Podcast Network. If you'd like more information on today's guests, please visit our website at canadianstarsystem.ca, where you can find links to their work and their socials. Speaking of socials, you can follow at Canadian Star Pod and at Apostrophe Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our editor and sound technician is Donovan Deschner of Fracture of Femur Productions. Music by Mark Camilleri of Imagine Sound Studios. Special thanks to Terry O'Reilly, Debbie O'Reilly, Callie O'Reilly, and Nancy Patterson, who is an honorary O'Reilly. And since you're doing such a good job of listening to the credits, there's a bonus clip for you after Steve sings us out.
So give it up to these Canucks, because our self-promotion sucks. And if they went away, you sure would miss them.
The Canadian Star System.
I also love this quote from Rose Cousins. Rose was in the Jan Arden episode. And I really think that this one really sums it all up nicely.
The Canadian Star System is...
for sure legitimate.
For sure legitimate, and the sarcastic tone is important in that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.